reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Another week of disc golf news is upon us. Welcome back to PDGA Radio. I am Steve Kaczynski. And on this week's edition, we'll be talking about the upcoming national tour stop in Oklahoma for the Green Country Open. I've also got news on the PDGA's upcoming spring summit meeting, the world's biggest disc golf weekend, and also a story about how you can soon be throwing discs on the same fairways and greens Tiger Woods is playing on. That's thanks to a new video game coming soon. And of course, we'll have the results from this past weekend's action, including the college championships, and a preview of what's to come for this last weekend of April 2009. It's all from your number one weekly source for disc golf news and information. This is PDGA Radio.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where it was a busy week across the PDGA Tour calendar last weekend, and with the National College Championships as well. We'll get to that story coming up in a bit. First, we're going to get results from Emporia, Kansas for this past weekend's Glass Blown Open. There, it's two-time world champion Nate Doss grabbing a two-throw victory over Kansas's Kevin Babbitt. Coda Hatfield finishes in third place, followed by Avery Jenkins and Nico LoCastro. Robin Reimer won the Pro Women's Division, C.D. Steiner won in Masters, and Paul Dorries won by six to beat the 52-player field in Advanced. Heading overseas to Denmark for results from the Copenhagen Open, we'll see the defending world champion David Feldberg apparently not suffering any issues with jet lag as he wins by six over Carl-Johan Nybo. For the women, it was Birgitta Lagerholm winning by three over Melody King. Down in Texas now for results from the Texas Women's Championships. There, it's Des Redding using a fabulous final round to get herself an 8-throw win over Valerie Jenkins and Melinda Ring. Liz Lopez finished in 4th, another 5 throws behind. And now to Kentucky for the Lexington Open results, where it's Andy Ritter of Bowling Green grabbing the win by 1 over Jason Light, who's from Tennessee. Liz Carr beats out Nicole Fraser by 2 to win for the women. Alan Shack wins in Masters. Johnny Sias beat out Dr. Rick Vokes in a playoff for Grandmasters. And David Stepp won in Advanced. Elsewhere around the tour, we'll find Nate Sexton winning the Windy River Open in Washington. Brian McCree wins the Azalea in North Carolina. Zach Rogers wins in South Carolina. Greg Barsby wins in a playoff over Josh Anthon to grab the win in California. That's at the Auburn Open. Jerry Gotcher wins in Pennsylvania. Mike Schweiger wins in Wisconsin. Hugh Fondine gets his first pro win in Minnesota. Brad Schick wins the Riverside Drive in Ohio. Jason Gordon wins in Nebraska. Tim Keith wins in Alabama. Adam Johnson in Tennessee. Zitti Bierkoven in Michigan. And in Texas for the Lone Star Amateur Championships, it was Roger Villarreal winning by one over Dalton Seabolt. Now for the results from the 3rd Annual National Collegiate Disc Golf Championships held this past weekend at the Hippodrome course in South Carolina. This year saw 17 teams compete for the title of national champion, but first we need to cover the singles competition. There it was Drew Davis of Mississippi State winning the national title for himself with a 1-0 margin of victory over William Scott of Arkansas. Zach Simpson of Alabama Huntsville finished in third place. In some of the other events, it was Alabama's Drew Patton and Alex Butler winning the best shot doubles, Augusta State won the alternate shot doubles, and the University of Arkansas won in putting. Overall, it was the team from Mississippi State, the Bulldogs, winning the 2009 title as collegiate disc golf champions, helped in large part by the effort of the singles champion, Drew Davis. The University of Arkansas team finishes in second place, 7 throws behind the leaders, with Alabama Huntsville just 1 throw behind them in third place. Final congratulations and thanks to all the teams and players who made the journey to South Carolina to compete for the 2009 title. Organizers say they're already looking forward to a bigger and better championship in 2010. Stay tuned to ncdgu.com for more on qualifying standards and how you can get your school and team involved. You are listening to PDGA Radio. Stay tuned as your disc golf news is still to come, including how you can play disc golf with Tiger Woods. Sort of.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. The 2009 PDGA National Tour will be making its fourth stop this year in beautiful Pawhuska, Oklahoma, at the Lodge at Taylor Ranch, April 25th and 26th. The Green Country Open is being presented by Twisted Flyer, powered by Innova Champion Discs, and hosted by the Tulsa Disc Sports Association. This event will be co-directed by Joe Rotan, Oklahoma State Coordinator for the PDGA and Veteran Tournament Director, along with Michael Treat, who has been a major influence with the Tulsa Disc Sports Association. Both of these men have been at the helm of large tournaments before, and both are administrators with the Tulsa Disc Sports Association, the club that brought you the 2006 Amateur Worlds. The event is being powered by Innova Champion Discs, as the Green Country Open will debut new and exciting products from Innova, from the environmentally friendly T-Signs to the soon-to-be hottest disc on Earth, the Echo Star Groove. A limited number of these discs will be released with the official tournament stamp and available at TwistedFlyer.com. The event itself will be held on 2 private courses at the Lodge at Taylor Ranch. Some other interesting things going on during the week include a $10,000 hole-in-one contest, a big-money doubles event, and the wedding of touring pros Kevin McCoy and Courtney Peavy. That ceremony will be Thursday night on the Island course, on the Island hole, in which McCoy designed. Another popular touring pro, Jay Redding, will be the officiant for that event. They are also going to be broadcasting some of the tournament itself via the Lodge's online webcast. That link and more information can be found at greencountryopen.com or pdga.com.
This is Jay Redding, and I just wanted to invite all of the disc golfers out to a great thing we have going on with the National Tour. We've got the National Tour Clinic Series going on, and this is kind of a really cool concept that we put together as a way for the national touring professional players to give back to the communities, the local disc golfers, and the tournaments that work so hard to put on some of our best events throughout the country. We have 4 different clinic staff members each time, and they pick various subject matters that will help both the beginners learn technique about disc golf and also all the way up to advanced players, and even have pros attend some of these to try to pick off some tips from some of the competition. So it's a great time. They run about 2 hours. They're going to be at every national tour stop throughout the year. So come on out and check it out. I guarantee you that it will improve your game.
You are listening to PDGA Radio. Once again, I'm Steve Kaczynski. Thanks for listening. Another large and popular event will be coming up right around the corner. It's the 19th annual World's Biggest Disc Golf Weekend, a charity event run by John Houck, famed course designer and owner of Millennium Golf Discs. This is an international event held at courses all over the world during the weekend of May 2nd and 3rd. Funds are raised for charities such as the American Red Cross, EDGE, the Educational Disc Golf Program, the Disc Golf Foundation, and others. Over 10,000 flying disc enthusiasts are expected to get together around the world on over 100 courses to play a round of disc golf. The world's biggest disc golf weekend is held in countries as far away as Australia, throughout Europe, Japan, and across 30 states in the U.S. One of the goals of the world's biggest disc golf weekend has been to introduce the game to thousands of new players who are attracted by the novelty, health benefits, low cost of the game, and other benefits. The event is essentially non-competitive. Registrants receive a t-shirt and special golf disc with their entry fee. And part of the amazing growth of disc golf overall stems from the annual World's Biggest Disc Golf Weekend. The event grew from 368 people in Austin, Texas's Zilkel Park for the first events to 18,000 players around the globe in the mid-90s during the height. Over the last 19 years, the World's Biggest Disc Golf Weekend has introduced over 100,000 players to the sport of disc golf and helped install 24 new courses. The event is disc golf's version of a fun run, with an emphasis on participation rather than competition. More information can be found at WBDGW.com, the world's biggest disc golf weekend. And besides the Green Country Open National Tour event in Oklahoma, the PDGA calendar for this upcoming weekend of April 25th and 26th includes more than 30 other sanctioned events. Some of the B tiers include the Standing Rocks Open in Wisconsin, the Bowling Green Pro Open in Kentucky, the Down River Open, which is in Washington, the Great Northwest Open in Oregon, or the Grateful Disc Spring Festival in Colorado. Other events held all over the world include Alaska, Texas, Connecticut, Michigan, New York, and internationally in Russia, France, Belgium, and Sweden. Check out the full calendar from PDGA.com.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, as we are unfortunately running out of time for this week's program. But before we finish things off, we do have a couple bits of disc golf news to pass along, including the annual PDGA Spring Summit meeting, where all of the board members and staff of the PDGA will be gathering at the International Disc Golf Center this April 30th and May 1st for 2 full days of disc golf business. In addition to monthly teleconferences, your elected board members meet face-to-face twice each year, once in the spring and once in the fall, for summit meetings where the latest issues affecting disc golf and the PDGA are discussed, debated, and worked out. The summit meetings are open to all PDGA members, and your presence and input is appreciated. So if you're going to be near Augusta, Georgia, feel free to stop by, join the discussion. And in case you forgot or never knew for sure, the Professional Disc Golf Association is a 501c4 nonprofit member-run organization which governs the sport of disc golf. Board members are elected by the members and serve two-year terms. The PDGA board employs an executive director who manages a staff of four full-time employees, several consultants, and a wide variety of highly effective volunteers around the world. You can view the preliminary meeting agenda for the Spring Summit. It's available on PDGA.com. A correction update to the PDGA player ratings has been published. The layouts from two events published earlier in March 2009 were corrected, along with approximately 20 corrections for individual players. The next major update for the ratings, scheduled for May 19th. All tournament directors are reminded that May 5th is the submission deadline for events to be included in that update. And I hate to squeeze this in at the end of the program, but exciting news for disc golfers from the video game world, and Tiger Woods is involved. Somewhat. The new Tiger Woods PGA Tour 10 has a new disc golf feature in it that allows you to throw on the greatest traditional golf courses in the world. Should be big for the sport when millions of players buy the Tiger Woods video games and get a chance to play disc golf in it. Game is set to release in stores June 16th. It does feature a variety of discs, realistic flight patterns, wind variability, and can be played by up to four people at once. The producer says that should make it great for parties. Please note this game does not take the place of the PDGA disc golf game that is also coming out for the Wii. That game will be played on actual disc golf courses. We'll have more news and a release date for that game in the near future. That is all for this week's program. Until next time, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.